Between the threat of U.S. tariffs, the cost of housing, the rising price of groceries and the Ontario Disability Support Program not providing enough for anyone to make ends meet, affordability is on the minds of many Ontarians. We asked the Simcoe Gray provincial election candidates what they thought about the issue, and what they would do to fix it. Simcoe Gray NDP candidate Benton Tinkler did not respond to interview requests, and the Ontario NDP Party Media Relations Officer declined an interview request on her behalf. Here's what the other candidates said. Ted Chrysler, Liberal Party. Right off the top, Chrysler said the Liberals' plan to double payments under the Ontario Disability Support Program, ODSP. People are hurting, he said. Chrysler referenced the $200 taxpayer rebate sent out to Ontarians this month by the Progressive Conservative government. Sending a $200 check that gets blown at no frills in one go is not helpful, he said. Cutting the middle income tax rate is helpful. Millions of people are going to benefit from that. Chrysler said the Liberals also plan to cut taxes on home heating, hydro, and cut taxes on small businesses by 50%. Small businesses are the economic engine. We need to help them. They're drowning, he said, adding he believes the only reason convenience stores were game to start selling alcohol was to keep their businesses afloat. I don't think that was the solution, he said. When it comes to food insecurity in Ontario, Chrysler called the trend worrisome. We need to support our farmers and make sure that we stop paving over their land, but we have to support them with succession planning, he said. Right now, all they have is their land. Chrysler said agriculture is the number one economic driver for Simcoe Gray, aside from the Honda plant in Alliston. Agribusiness is huge here, and most people have no clue. We have a lot of greenhouses and we ship a lot of food to the U.S. Maybe we should be eating it ourselves, he said. People can't afford food. Unfortunately, some of this has to be done at the federal level. We'll do what we can in our bailiwick, said Chrysler. Alan Kuhn, Green Party. As a farmer, Kuhn is passionate about the food industry and its impact on affordability. The food industry in rural areas like ours needs to be supported differently, he said, floating the idea of food hubs where people can access free, locally grown food. He said farmers need to be supported properly by any provincial government. If done properly, it can bring the cost of living down, said Kuhn. When it comes to affordability of housing, Kuhn said that diversity of housing types is the key to unlocking affordable options, and he would encourage more gentle density if elected. There's not a good mix of housing, so that's a big problem, he said. The developers, of course, don't see the potential in mixed development. He said he thinks the provincial government should be doing more to ensure public servants such as doctors, nurses, PSWs and teachers are paid appropriately. You've seen how many people have had these food banks in the last couple years. It's skyrocketed, and that's not just people on ODSP. That's regular people, said Kuhn. Affordability is just totally screwed, he said, adding that the Greens also want to double ODSP. It's not dignified in a caring society like ours, for people to have to scramble in poverty, he said. We have so many resources and we have so many great minds that we could put together instead of just the same old thing. The rich get richer and the poor get poorer. It's time to stop it, said Kuhn. Brian Saunderson, Progressive Conservative. Saunderson said the relationship between the government and the economy contributes to affordability across the board. We can control big levers, he said. This government has gone into areas that previous conservative governments wouldn't have gone, like with gas prices. We've been reducing the gas tax now going back to the end of the last term. We've kept that gas tax reduction in place and we're talking about increasing that. In 2022, when he was door knocking, Saunderson said the province had just removed the sticker fee for license plate renewal. It was being questioned at the door in some areas, but when I got into more modest areas, it was being welcomed, and I think we've had the same discussion with the $200 rebate, he said. Saunderson said the provincial budget deficit for this year had been expected to be $9 billion, but actually came in at $3 billion, which is what led to the province making the call to provide the rebate. Our taxpayers are effectively our shareholders. We're giving the money back on the assumption that they know best how to serve their needs by giving them the choice, he said. While Saunderson acknowledges that the Ford government's decision to bring alcohol into convenience and grocery stores has been questioned by the public, he contends that it's also part of making life more affordable for Ontarians. It can create jobs and revenue, not only for the provincial government but for the retailers too, he said. It's trying to give a shot in the arm to the local market. Saunderson said the province hasn't increased provincial income tax since 2018. We're working to try and keep cost of living down, he said, adding that many changes need to be made to the provincial system to make it more efficient, and it doesn't always just come down to dollars and cents or one specific ministry. He points to provincial investments in sectors such as automotive, agri-tourism, technology and manufacturing. We're trying to create the best economic conditions for all the sectors, to create well-paying jobs that will then spin off and support local businesses as well, said Saunderson. We're trying to create a strong, vibrant economy that can support our residents with good-paying, sustainable jobs. Provincial Election Day is February 27th. Although early voting is available now. To find out where and how to vote in Simcoe Gray, click here.